Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa anhu radhiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir rawahu Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that this world is a prison for the believer. The world is a prison for the believer and a paradise for the disbeliever. This hadith is a very common hadith we've heard many times, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains that just as a prisoner is confined in his cell and he is bound, he is unable to come out of the prison whenever he wishes, he is unable to do many things that he wishes to do. So because he is restricted, he is confined, he is kept within those four walls. Whatever they will feed him, he has to eat. His clothing also is very simple. In a similar manner, a believer, he is in this world. In this world, he is unable to do many of the things that he wishes to do, what his nafs desires. He is bound by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, all those commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are full of wisdom and it is for his benefit. So just like a prisoner is restricted, is confined in his movements, his actions, like that a believer is restricted by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a disbeliever, he does as he wishes. He eats whatever he wishes, he drinks whatever he wishes, he does whatever he wishes. And those things that he does, he indulges in. So many of those things are detrimental to his health, to his physical self, his spiritual self. There's so many problems in society that they indulge in, so many things wrongs that they indulge in. Just like a person who is not in a prison, he's free, he does as he wishes. So, the dunya is actually a place where a believer has to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare for the akhirat. And the akhirat, he'll get his true jannah. In that jannah, he'll be a free person. There is no restrictions for him. Allah provides billions of ni'mat for the person who is a jannati. Unlike this world, in this world, there are so many restrictions upon him. He has to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He cannot obey his own desires. But a disbeliever will do whatever his desires instructs him, whatever he feels to do, wishes to do. So he is not confined as a believer. So this is, in essence, Rasulullah is explaining to us that a believer will have to go through this period of restriction in this world, and akhirah there is azadi for him, there is freedom for him. Unlike a disbeliever, the disbeliever in this world, he does as he wishes. This whole world is like a paradise for him. But in the akhirah, for a disbeliever, for him there is restriction now. Now he is in Jahannam. And the food that he will get there is the food of the Jahannam, is pus, blood, filth, and he won't be able to do as he wishes, but he'll be punished in the hereafter. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي فقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب وعابر سبيل وكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما يقول إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك رواه البخاري. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of my shoulders. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very compassionately held him and addressed him and said, فَقَالَ كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ. Be in this world as though you are a stranger. أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيرٍ. In fact, you should be like one who is a traveler, a wayfarer. A person in this world, again, just like how we said, the dunya sijnul mu'min, it is a prison for the believer. Here Rasulullah is explained to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma that a believer in this world should be like a stranger. When a stranger comes to any town, he's not familiar with the surroundings of the town. He needs to go someplace and he asks some local person, please show me the direction. Where do I find such and such person? Where do I find this hotel? Where do I find that shop? So he is unfamiliar with his surroundings. Just like that, a believer, when he is in this world, he doesn't become consumed with the world. His mind, his attention not directed every second to every aspect of this world. He's just passing by. He's a stranger. In fact, Rasul said he is not just a stranger, Abiru Sabirin. In fact, a stranger comes into a town and after a few days he becomes familiar with the place. So you know he's no longer a stranger. Therefore Rasul said, oh means bal. In fact, he should be Abiru Sabirin. Like a wayfarer, he's a traveler. When a traveler comes to any town, if we go somewhere and it's first time we're going to the town and we're just passing by, nobody takes note of every single shop there, every single house there, every single building, and exactly what the name of the streets are. Perhaps you go the second time, you might still not know your direction, and you still have to inquire how to get to your destination. So a person who is a traveler goes past that area. This is how a person should be in this world. He should not become inclined towards the embellishments of this world, because this dunya is not his abode. It is not his permanent station. He's only a traveler. He's only passing by. So a person should not convince himself of having a long life in this world and have very, very high aspirations and attach his heart so much to this world as though he is going to live here forever and ever. He is a foreigner. He's actually going back to his abode. And everybody's original abode is Jannah. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar used to say, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِي السَّبَاحَ. When it is the evening, then do not expect and wait for the morning. Perhaps you might pass away in the night. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِي الْمَسَاءَ. And when you are in the morning, do not expect the evening. وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ. And he says, enjoy your good health before you become ill. So prepare for your illness. Whilst you have good health now, you have good health, do good deeds. Prepare for the akhirat, lest you become sick and then you are unable to do many things that you would want to do. وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. Appreciate your life before mort comes. When mort comes, the game is over. Everything is finished. You are unable to do even a single dot of good deed. Everything comes to an end. So whilst you have good health, whilst you have life, this is the time when a person should do his good deeds and turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah explains the same thing. قَالُوا فِي شَرْحِ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ مَعْنَاهُ لَا تَرْكَنْ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تَتَّخِذْهَا وَطَنًا. He says that the scholars explain, do not incline to this world and do not make this world your abode. وَلَا تُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَكَ بِطُولِ الْبَقَاءِ فِيهَا. Don't tell yourself, or don't convince yourself about having a long life in this world. I will live forever and ever. وَلَا بِالْإِعْتِنَاءِ بِهَا. And don't have too much of concern. Don't become consumed in this world. وَلَا تَتَعَلَّقْ مِنْهَا إِلَّا بِمَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِهِ الْغَرِيبُ فِي وَطَنِهِ. It's this much of attachment a person has in this world, just like a person who is a foreigner, a gharib person, who is not in his own home, in his locality. وَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ فِيهَا بِمَا لَا يَشْتَغِلُ بِهِ الْغَرِيبُ الَّذِي يُرِيدُ الذَّهَابَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. So just as a foreigner who wants to return to his family, this is how a person should be in this world. The inspiration to do good deeds is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to help us to realize that our real and permanent abode is the akhirat and not the dunya. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.